So let's continue. Al Kain, Ozarti Kigeve Cholotzai Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach Hachoinin Lo'odom Da. Says the Chofetz Chaim, now that I've told you how important it is, the halachas of Chofetz Chaim and Shmiras Haloshim, and how unfortunately hefkets become in the world, these halachas, and how the reason why, possibly, says the Chofetz Chaim, is that it's become so hefkets, because there is no place that people can look at these halachas in an easy format that they can understand and see different things. Therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, what have I done? Right? Ozdarti kigeve. Unbelievable to what he said, what the Chofetz Chaim says. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom has given him tremendous das, the Chofetz Chaim has tied together all the halachas. The kibatzti koldini loshnor rechides ala sefer, and I put together all the halachas of loshnor rechides, right? Milikakti oisom mikolam mekaymos mivuzorim mishas poiskim umiprav by Rambam mismag v'shari tshuva l'Rebbeinu Yoina. Shemi iru lonu einayim kalachazu, that these wonderful rishonim have lit up our eyes. The gam lekakti ezedini mimashu v'tzosi b'tshuvas marik. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I've tied together and I've been malakate. I've gathered all the different sources from the Rishonim and from Shas, all the halachas of Lashon Hara, with all the tshuvas that have been spoken about it. Listen how he explains. I've actually split up this sefer to two parts. Aleph, number one, Hilchus Isuri Lashon Hara, how it's asa for a person to speak Lashon Hara, and base, Hilchus Isuri Rechilus. Now, in the back under here, he has a star. He has a little paragraph here, which I'm not going to go into. And what he says over here is that theoretically, you could come with a claim and say that a lot of the halachas of Lashon Hara, we could have learned that from Rechilus. But he says, no, there was a reason why I explained them, and it's not double, it's not for any reason other than I understood to make it as clear as possible. And therefore, that's the reason why he did it. Because Sheizkenu Ha'elion Mifakotish Baruch Hu gives me the schus, Ereb li neidel chabe el elu shnei chalokim oit chelik shashi. I'm going to Be'ez HaShem write a third chelik, Baruch HaShem the Chofetz Chaim did. Asher bo yukubetz kol ha-mamorim and iskoyim ha-gemorim ha-drashim v'zoya kodesh minyan zeh. I'm going to put together, right, which he has at the back over here of the Sefer, a list, a wonderful, amazing list of all the wonderful Mamori Chazal and the Zoya from the different Gemaras, from the Medrash, from the Zoya. Why do you have to know this? When you learn this, you'll understand the schar in this world and the schar in the next world for keeping these halachas. And how terrible the punishment is for somebody that's over these halachas. Then I split them up into different klolim, like a klal, it's like a perik. I made examples so you can understand it, you can really relate to it in a very lemaisa fashion. Why did I call this book, this amazing sefer, in the name of Chofetz Chaim? Says the Chofetz Chaim Poshut. Everyone is the famous Meister. Somebody, one of the big Gedolim, went to the marketplace and he called out, "Who wants life? Who wants life?" And everybody started running. Give me the recipe. Give me the potion. Give me the pill. What does it mean to have life? And everybody was all excited, right? What would you pay for such a pill? And that Gadol said, "I'll tell you what it is. Me Isha Chofetz Chaim Oiv Yomim." Somebody that doesn't speak Lashon Hara is someone that loves the days and is guarding his mouth. And therefore the Chofetz Chaim called the Sefer after that. What's going to happen is you're going to read this Sefer and you're going to say that there's so much going on over here. Okay, chelakti v'shnayim, split it into two. Hapnimu alocha v'kitza yotza echa. First is the halacha. You call b'shem mikor chayim. Kedivim ma'odim zeh yotze mikoyach nefesh achayah shevoyi. Kamen shekosef yodim nefesh chayah. V'stigam unklus to ruach memalo. Ober some of them. And around that, yikor b'shem be'emayim chayim. Ki'u'aber, it's like the well, the spring of all the wonderful marmakoymas. Shalalisim menuas mikor chayim apnimi. V'yeda och yakoyre. My brother the reader, what you should know is, sha'afilu koldova poshet shenimzim afnim. Even if something is so simple and poshut and understandable, I gave you the actual makor leman yuvur leini akol shesev is aloich about the apimidis chasidus rachat tzadadim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I'm telling you this in the hakdama to Chofetz Chaim that you should know. Before you start learning the halachas, don't think for 1 minute we're dealing with the midos chasidus and, you know, things for the chasha people, as we explained this last time. No. Every single thing in this sefer is halacha. Everything has been brought down in Shas, in Medrash, in Chazal, and it's all paskin la halacha. Therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, I'm beseeching you to realize how important these halachas are and how they are all relevant to all of us on a daily basis.